Hey, everybody. Welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
This is a podcast about the paranormal and contemporary mythology. Join us on patreon.com/reallifesci-fi for access to two bonus episodes a week, video feeds,
and more.
And visit reallifesci-fi.show for links to stuff. And if you have a topic or a guest you want to submit, send it to wadeandwillie@gmail.com. Willie's spelled with a Y.
Yes.
Let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF, returning for, I don't know, the umpteenth time. Do people say umpteenth, or is that just my mom?
No, people say it. I mean, like, they don't, not a lot of, not cool people.
All right, we'll take that out. Let's welcome aboard Kelsey Abbott. Hi, Kelsey.
Hi, Wade. Hi, Willie.
What's new? It's been a while. How long has it been? Do you know? Can you tell?
I don't know. Not terribly long.
Yeah, I think you came on earlier this year.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Whoa, really? Okay.
I think all right. So. I don't know, man. I have no sense of time.
So does that mean, well, you don't have a sense of, I haven't left my apartment in, like, I think the only place I go is your place. That's why I'm always like, please invite me over.
Why don't you just invite yourself?
Because my mother raised me not to, and she says,
I know, me too.
She says it umpteenth times.
I don't know. I'm just always... You can always just invite yourself over. Just do that. You used
okay.
to
do that.
Yeah. I'm going to interrupt and say we've got a new Charlquan producer for this month.
Dude.
Jared, thank you for your support. You're getting us drinks. I'm drinking a Peter's Brand Dutch style Pilsner this evening. Thank you very much.
I'm at the end of my Smirnoff vanilla bottle that I'm going to finish tonight. I'm making key lime vodkas.
Very cute.
Kelsey, what are you drinking? Anything?
I put a little shot of tequila in this. It's a Spindrift, a Shirley Temple Spindrift.
Shirley Temple.
It's like flavored water with juice. So it's just like cherry juice and lime.
Lime. I forgot that Sprite has a flavor. Got it.
Ooh,
that sounds
cherry
good.
Lime
is it good?
Yeah.
It's Spindrift really is, isn't Spindrift thick? Or am I thinking of Waterloo? I might be thinking Waterloo. Thank you, Jared, for being a Jared, you said, right? Do you think it's Jared from Subway?
No, it's spelled different.
Oh, good. How do you spell it? How do you spell it differently?
J-E-R-E-D. Jared from Subway is J-A-R-O-D.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. That's like our first one in a long time. And it could be you. Go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi, become a friend of Charquan, and you become the producer of one of the episodes, and you get your name read on the air. Isn't that fantastic? What a great prize. Let's just do the WoW scale.
WoW scale.
Are you a Wade or are you a Willie?
The WoW scale stands for Wade or Willie. It's a five-question quiz. At the end of the five questions, I'll give you a score anywhere between 0 and 5. If you're more of a 0, you're more of a Wade. If you're more of a 5, you're more of a Willie. Are you ready to be weighed on the WoW scale?
I'm ready to be weighed on a WoW scale.
Great. First question, three-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
Yes, yes, yes.
Whoa, I don't remember that about you.
You did that last time. I remember you being like,
whoa. Did I really? Oh, shit. That's what's cool about having a bad memory. It's like every day is a new day, even when you repeat yourself all the time.
I know. It just sucks when you ask the same questions. Where did you grow up again?
Well, our friend yelled at me for forgetting that we had already talked about something, and it made me feel really bad. But I don't know how to remember shit better. What do I got to get a mind palace? How does that work?
You walk
through your house
really
and you
hard.
Remember every conversation that you've ever had?
I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you do it without taking time to do it. You know what I mean? Like having a conversation.
Well,
doing it.
In the movie Dreamcatcher, he has a whole library.
Yeah.
And, you know, when he's getting ready for Mr. Gay. Mr.
Yeah.
Gray.
And then he takes out file cabinets.
Is it time for Mr. Gay?
The best part of Dreamcatcher is... when the guy really wants to smoke a cigarette, but he's sitting on the toilet because there's like a demon coming up from under the toilet and he's sitting on top of the toilet to not let it out. But he wants the cigarette so bad. and it's like on the bathroom floor and there's like blood everywhere.
Oh, no, no. And he wants to chew on a matchstick.
Okay, even worse.
Go on, go on. Yeah, yeah.
He wants to chew on a matchstick so much that he like shifts his weight enough for this monster to come out and kill him. That movie is great.
I never saw it.
It is
Watch it. Watch it tonight. It's great.
It's fun.
You'll love it. You'll love it. If you don't go to bed at 9, watch Dreamcatcher. Second question, ghosts.
No.
Okay, Bigfoot.
No.
Was 9/11 an inside job?
Yeah.
Ooh. who do you blame it on Bush? Who are you putting it on? Cheney?
Israel.
What do you think? Okay. Well, say no more. Let's move on.
I don't know. I just read enough of it. I was like, all right, sure. Why not?
The multiverse, you're familiar with it. Do you think that it could exist, the multiverse? That, like, you know, there's different universes and we could travel in between them?
I'll just say no. Because, I mean, I'll just say no.
Okay. So that makes you a 2. We'll put you at a 2. I mean, I want to say 1, but you got all 3 aliens. So.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, Willie, hit us with the topic.
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, Comet C. Chiani. we'll just call it. Hold on. we're going to be talking about 2 things.
Somebody check out. Willie, smile. Smile. Say your name. You having a stroke? Okay. You look good. Say your name.
I thought I was earlier this week.
Why did you think you had a stroke?
We played basketball Saturday. I was so dehydrated that I was dry, and then I drank some water, and then it started sweating, and it dried out again. You know, so I was like completely dehydrated.
Is that a sign of being a stroke victim?
As we were leaving, I started walking crooked, and I was like, "Oh shit! This isn't on purpose." Like, am I fucking dizzy somehow? Felt like I was going to pass out. I started to black out a little bit, but I just kept pretending like nothing was wrong. You know?
Like more like a blood sugar or like dehydration thing.
Yeah, definitely dehydrated. Definitely felt maybe. Like tight chest. Definitely was closer to that. And then for the whole day, like just never recovered from it.
Basketball ruins my day every day. I have a headache for the rest of the day, no matter what.
Yeah. But I was so dizzy that I was like, I'm going to pass out while I'm driving. So I hung out with Eric for a half hour, just talking, just ground me, dude.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
At some point my head felt like it was swelling up on this side. I'm like, duh, fuck, this is like a stroke, like fucking blood clot building up.
Sounds a little bit
I don't think you can feel them.
No, but that because this side of my face was getting hot, it felt like there was swelling happening. So if there was a blood clot happening, maybe you could feel different pressures from. So I don't know, whatever.
Whenever I smell people toasting.
Making toast, yeah.
Yeah, I do. I always ask, do you smell that too?
Yeah, too. Yeah. When I worked on the talk, whenever Dr. Phil would come on, he doesn't let people cook toast on his show. I made sure to always make toast all morning long while he was there.
Does he have a reason or is it because he's paranoid about having a stroke?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, interesting.
That's why? That's the reason?
That's what I heard.
Just ask somebody making toast and they say, yeah. And you're like, cool.
Why? Yeah, there was back a there to check on you.
All right, maybe everybody fucked with him. No, I don't smell the toast.
No more toast. He just throws all the bread away.
You liar.
People in Hollywood are crazy, man. I had one job where you weren't allowed to tear paper because this one lady just hated it so much. And I totally forgot. And I was just tearing paper and she just appeared. I'm downstairs from where she works, on the other side of the building. And I'm just tearing paper and she just appeared in the doorway and I went, oh, sorry. And she just was like, okay. She was a bitch. Anyway, what are we talking about?
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, 2 things. Comet Swan 25B. This thing, just like everything else, it seems these days, just showed up out of nowhere. It's too close. It's too big. It's great. You can see it with binoculars right now. And then also we're going to do some updates on this anomalous 3-Eye Atlas, because since the last time we talked about it, there's been a lot of changes that are leaning into these crazy ideas, and it just keeps getting fun. Both are visible with Nox right now, so grab a drink and join us while we talk about what else is here with us in space tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi.
Nox, huh? I never heard that one before. Grab your Nox, dog.
Grab your Binox.
So, So Kelsey, I know about, and you probably do too, it's like the largest thing ever. And it's just like coming into our solar system and nobody knows what it is.
A comet or something.
They're calling it a comet, but it's an interstellar object.
It feels like it's projecting and it's like slowing itself down and it's doing things that a meteor doesn't do, basically.
It has changed speeds.
Just wanted to do a refresher because, okay, so you know about that one. I don't know about the Swan. What is it? Comet Swan?
It's called C-2025. C means comet. It's from the year 2025, R2. And they call it Swan 25B because they usually name it these days after what noticed it. And there's the Swan, the solar wind and anisotropy's camera. Meh.
What is it, Swan? Oh my God, look up. Let's name it after the swan.
Stay up there. You're doing great. This is some camera that's on the heliospheric observer spacecraft.
Well, I'm just going to call it Swan. I'm not going to bother with these 22 fucking whatevers.
I know, but there's going to be 30 swan things. So this thing they found, it's pretty big, and the tail is like the length of five moons. Of our moons. It's got a long green tail. Right at sunset, if you go look towards Sagittarius around there, I can get more specific, but you can see it. And then also 3i Atlas, you can see in the morning before sunrise. So we've got these two giant objects that are in
our
solar
system.
What do they
look like to the Banach eye?
I have not seen them yet. I don't know how big the tail is, but they're both getting closer right now. So within the next month, the closest we can see 3i Atlas is like both of them, I think October 21st.
Oh, so like a month.
But you can see them for the next month, but they just are going to get brighter. Yeah.
Right. If you know where to look and care. And I don't. And I don't even own binoculars.
Yeah, I have too many.
They're hard to use, man. I can't get them to work.
Oh, well, me neither, because my left eye's so bad that It's like all fucked up when I try, you know?
Yeah, I get that. This comet that came in, it appears to come in. Now I've heard different reports, but I think the official one right now is this comes about a little over 22,000 years, this orbit. So the last time it was here was like fucking 20,000 BC.
Why is it interesting, or why are we talking about it? What's the sort of implication of this?
Well, when we decided it was a topic, it was more weird. It's a little more normal. But for a while, they thought these things were both going to cross behind the sun at the exact same time. So it made people start to say that this Swan 25B Atlas is so crazy. And we'll get into it. It's just gotten way more and more crazy. People are thinking that this other comet is a protector of it. Like it showed up to help defend us from Atlas. And
It's like a good guy ship. If Atlas is bad guy, then Swan is good guy.
Yeah. And some people think that 20,000 years ago, some people are comparing this to Nibiru. I know that the precession of the equinox is about 26,000 years. I'll just throw out a couple of things. Robert Bouval, who came up with the Orion constellation theory of the pyramids, he was saying that he thought the pyramids, they aligned to Orion 10,000 BC. And then also 36,000 BC. So I was going like, oh, is this close? At any rate, some people are thinking that this thing comes around and, you know, could have aliens on it and drop off information for us, this comet. But the comet seems pretty normal.
What changed in the time why is it normal now?
Right when they first found it, which was like a week ago.
Which one? Are we talking about the Atlas or the
other? The comet.
Swan.
Swan.
Yeah. So they didn't know exactly where it came from. Some of their predictions were off about its trajectory, and so it was like, oh shit, this is going to meet Atlas behind the sun. So that's why it was a topic.
Okay, but now it's just a normal comet.
Yeah, that one.
Okay. Yeah.
I did read the Atlas one. As it gets closer to the sun, like there's radiation shit, and so it's going to act weird. You know, like that's what comets do when they get closer to the sun.
Well, this is an interstellar, and I don't think it's really a comet. They're just calling it a comet because it has a tail, but the tail's going towards the sun. So it's like bonkers. It should not be going towards the sun. I know that if there's some hole and there's the gas just comes out, but most comets, the tail comes from the solar wind burning shit off. So the updates on Atlas, this thing, I'll just get into it real quick. Okay, so this thing came from, they don't know exactly where, but from Sagittarius, like the middle of the Milky Way galaxy. Right now, they're saying that the cloud of gas around this thing is about 3,000 kilometers. I forget the translation, but it's about half the size of the sun. So there's a cloud half the size of the sun coming around 3i Atlas. They have detected there's a lot of nickel on it. And in the universe, when you see nickel, you always see iron, because these are heavy metals that go to the center of a dying star, and then they get blasted out into space. So the only time you do not see nickel without iron in it is when we separate the iron out of it. And so people are saying like, oh, this is an alloy. This was made specific. I know that different solar systems may have different compositions of their makeup, but it is not normal to have nickel without iron. Somebody said,
how the fuck do they know that?
Well, it's like by having all these things aimed at it, but they've been looking at it for like a month, over a month now, you know, maybe closer to 2 months. Yeah, they can tell some of the elements on it. And they know that the gas coming off of it is carbon dioxide, and it's about 8 to 1 carbon dioxide to oxygen. So some suggest that if there were creatures or entities living in it, that it could be venting their carbon dioxide out. Some mm-hmm. people suggest that if this were a living creature, that we just something that travels around in space, it could also be it breathing out.
Mm-hmm. Where does it get the oxygen though?
Right. I mean, like there's just materials that...
Like, isn't that a really short-sighted way to look at it? That there's like things on it and then they breathe in. I mean, plants don't even do that and they're on Earth. So
if you look at like on the microscopic scale, even plants that don't breathe in oxygen, they photosynthesize stuff. So they release oxygen.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. So just
like something that we don't know. Yeah. Yeah. And people are only saying that because of the weird ratio to oxygen, which.
God, it would be so cool if it's just like a big weird space thing.
Big like oh, space wow. whale. Wow, mm-hmm. I eat rocks.
Got any rocks? We got a bunch.
Oh. And that was the other thing too. Some people were suggesting since both of these objects are going by the sun.
Wait, real quick. Yeah, what if we got it to eat Rushmore? Would that be bad? I mean, do we care about those guys? If it just came and it was like, I want rocks, and then we just fed it Mount Rushmore.
No. Oh, that's what I thought
they
you were
stole
talking
that. They stole that from like Native Americans and shit.
Yeah, it's bad, right? And like all those guys had slaves.
So let's
and
eat
shit.
The face so, off.
Yeah.
Eat the face off. You know how people are like, oh, Trump should be on the it's not going to happen. They just can't. They can't do it. The rocks aren't good anymore. They carved out all they could. They were supposed to have bodies, but they're like, fuck.
Really, really
the rock's
hard.
Not good.
We gotta be easy.
I mean, we got enough dynamite. It's just all the time.
We just don't want to.
Can we stop?
is this good enough? They look good.
I mean, it looks fine. Abraham looks like he's melting into the rock, but whatever. He just freed the slaves. So.
He's not here. He can't see it. Okay. He won't see it.
I just want to bring this up real quick. There was this guy that got abducted in the 90s, and he claimed that he lived with this alien species for a while, and he had a lot of information. And his name is Alex Collier. I'm sure I've mentioned him before. He's got these great talks because he brings up things that are pretty awesome to hear about. So in 1996, he was talking about how some intelligent civilizations out there, they don't have the materials on their planet that they need to make a spacecraft, interstellar spacecraft. So what this species would do was they would pull in an asteroid, hollow it out, and then fly around in that thing. And I'm mm-hmm. like, oh, that's just so dorks. Cool to hear somebody saying this in 96 and then this being like, oh, this... If they did that, this could be that. It's just cool. That's all.
Remind me, how big is it?
It keeps changing. So originally it was like...
Compare it to Texas for me.
Well, hold on.
Is it bigger than Texas? We got to stop comparing everything to Texas.
For a while, they were saying it was like 20 miles big. Now they're saying it's like 42 miles it could be. Or even bigger, because we still can't see the middle. So much gas.
So it's like not even Rhode Island.
No, but it's going so fast that it would, it's not going to hit us, but if it did hit us, we'd all be dead. Like it'd be a,
yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I know.
You could hit Wade with a small rock and he could be dead.
Yeah. I'm a huge.
Tell about the placement.
Sophie, stop.
So check this out. So yes, we've had 4 of the largest telescopes in the world watching it for months. There was some individual person who had a 40-millimeter telescope at home, and he discovered that it had companions flying with it. And then 48 hours later, all of these other telescopes confirmed it. So it's crazy that someone at home found this before these other giant telescopes. They have pictures of it now. There are 9 little companions circling the big one, and they're all going the same speed. They all have the same tail on them. So it's not like some people are suggesting that, oh, it must have hit some rock. Yeah. If it were debris, the debris would not have the tails on them either. Probably, we think.
Why is that?
Because the tail is from gas coming off of it.
But so why would gas stop coming off of it?
If it broke off and it was really small, that gas would just dissipate and blow out. They wouldn't all have tails. So they all have tails still, which is weird.
Okay. And, I'm liking this. So far, I'm really liking this. I want them to come around, refuel on the other side of the Earth, land on Earth, or on the other side of the sun, I mean, land on Earth and wipe us out. That's what I want.
So I forgot to mention this. This is also another reason why I've mixed the topics together, both the objects, because some people were suggesting that, oh, maybe these two things, let's just talk, maybe they're other alien crafts or probes or something. What if they were coming to our sun because they both come pretty close to the sun?
Mm-hmm.
What if there was some cycle of the sun and it's about to blow some energy off and they're coming here to refuel? They're just getting gas. That's just what they do. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, that's cool. You know, I've seen a couple videos of a big expulsion of something from the sun and with a giant object sitting next to it. Some people are like, oh, it's a shadow. I'm like, kind of moves around anyways.
Yeah, I've seen that too, Kelsey. It's like, I don't remember what the object looked like. Was it just a sphere?
It was a giant black sphere, yeah.
You could see the, like how when you get coronal up close ejection to the sun, there's always those like fucking weird stringy things coming off of the sun.
Big magnetic flares of energy.
Okay, well, just to play devil's advocate, because why not?
Wait, but have you seen that? Because I was just going to describe it to you.
What, the sun?
The things that come off the sun, like when you get real close. You've never seen that?
I think sun, like rays, but what do you mean when you get real close to the sun? What does that
like
mean?
When you zoom into the sun, it's not a ball of light. It's like a pulsating weird thing. Yeah, and there's like stuff shooting off of it all the time.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So this thing was like over by the sun and it was like sucking up those things. It was like sucking up that energy. It was like a tornado just like going into like that, the one of those sphere things.
It looked like, you know, the something the size of Jupiter sitting next to the sun, sucking in that gas.
Devil's advocate?
Oh, I'm just that the universe is fucking huge and there are a ton of fucking things flying around and shit. Like, and it's acting a lot like a comet, but a little weird. Like there's weird things about it. It's like, it could be that we've just never seen a weird comet. Just saying, like, you know.
Yeah.
Well, sure. I guess, but like, well, Willie already said,
like, what do you want us to
no, but, no, I know. I know.
I do believe Willie in aliens. Already, I told you. It's not like I don't believe in aliens.
I know, but Willie already said, let's just pretend that it's spaceships.
Okay.
And so if these are from other creatures and they're like, we're just like, oh, they're here to invade. They're looking at us. It's like, no, they're just refueling. There's going to be some solar event. Our planet might get blown up or knocked out or whatever. They're just here for gas, you know, fuck us. It's just funny how like we're so into ourselves. Like, oh, they must be here to check us out.
Yeah, we're like, like scum planet. They're trying to like just like avoid us like because completely.
Yeah, they're going behind the sun.
Yeah,
when we're on the other side.
Yeah, no, they are.
What if the comet's alive?
If
the comet's an alien, it'll be like,
whoop. Yeah, like a whale. That's why I wanted to eat Rushmore.
And it's got nine. It's got 9 babies with it.
Oh, and it's babies.
So here's the thing: they're looking at this thing now, and they're saying like these companions are pumping out 20 gigawatts each of energy.
Whoa, that's enough to run the time machine from Back to the Future like 20 times.
20 gigawatts! our biggest reactors weigh thousands of tons and only produce like a few gigawatts. Whatever. I don't really understand how these things are spewing out energy, but they're like, this is very unnatural.
Well, if they are babies, then maybe they're in some kind of cocoon process, you know, and it's shooting the energy out of the old, you know, what is like a caterpillar called?
Cocoon?
Pupus.
Oh, pupus.
Pupa?
Pupa? Pupa? And pupa? Pupa?
How do you say chrysalis?
Chrysalis.
Is that when it's a pupa? Is that the chrysalis?
I don't know, but whatever we all learned in like second grade biology, maybe that's what's happening. Maybe they're in a cocoon state and they're expending energy to become like their mommy.
Stop looking at us. We're going to look way better pretty soon.
Turn your cameras the other way.
We're going to go behind the sun.
We're not ready yet. It's like the debutante ball, right? You got to come out. Looking all pretty and shit.
You know, some people are worried that these things are pumping out so much energy that when they get close to us, they might fuck with some shit in our solar system while they're in here. So
what would that fuck up?
I mean, let's say that somehow it's just a regular rock and it hits some little asteroid or something and it blows some energy out. It could like the gas and winds from it could like blow meteors around to hit us.
No.
Blow your windows in, Wade. Just your windows.
No, why me?
Just could.
It's because I have those 1920s windows that don't secure properly.
Mm-hmm. It goes right for Wade. It's some rocks right for Wade's window.
So Miki Okaku, who I love, he's a physicist. He suggests that a comet like that, yeah, if it collided with like a tiny rock, you know, things could break off of it. But then Avi Loeb.
But that just sounds like the chaos of space, right? I mean, yeah. it seems like whatever.
For sure. And then Avi Loeb, this Harvard scientist who's pushing all this alien stuff, which I think is pretty cool he's pushing the conversation.
Yeah.
He says that these things wouldn't generate 20 gigawatts of energy and have tails. So I'm like, yeah, dude, you're right. Touche.
I mean, I guess I'll take your word for it, but that doesn't make sense to me.
I feel like it would give you a huge tail. If you had a lot of energy, big tail.
Yeah. Right?
You know nothing about it.
I like the big tail comets.
We have the most energy. Yeah.
So check it out. This is like people are kind of getting ready, you know?
How do you get ready for it?
Well, NASA's been kind of silent. ESA's been kind of silent. The White House put out a one-sentence response.
I did see a NASA response, but when I was looking up stuff, they responded to it, and they were just like, it's a comet, calm down.
It's totally normal, even though, like, it's not normal, it's normal. And the White House is like, we're aware of the situation, we're monitoring it. Well, just so you know, the Pentagon and European Space Commands are all putting out briefings of emergency plans. I mean, sure, you should do that anyway, so sure. China was working on some rocket for something, and now they're going like, okay, we're going to, like, continue this project, and we're going to start designing a rocket interceptor thing in case we need to do something about these things. I don't know. It's pretty cool.
Man, China's the world save us is all,
getting
dude.
Ready. Yeah, dude. Yeah.
I had a weird epiphany the other day, which I guess I could maybe get canceled for, but like, it feels like communism is working there. But even the bad leaders, it's like, they're not murdering anymore. Right. They did all that. They got rid of.
You can't be a criminal. You cannot be a criminal in Russia. Unless you're part of the crime group. Well, I'm saying that
but I don't think
you can't just be an individual criminal. Like, you got to be a part of the big group or
stick
to the plan. They're not really. It's not really communism. What they're doing. Like, you know what I mean? There's other things that play, like straight up communism.
Dictator communism. Yeah.
Cool. But they have other shit going on. Yeah, it is a little.
Well, all I'm saying is it sounds very peaceful in China, and they're like leading green energy. They're like making a rocket to save.
Dude, the rockets are doing great. Like, I feel like, and you know, it's funny because I was criticizing them for when the Olympics came, they were like ripping trees out of people's yard to go put them around the stadium. And I'm like, oh, no, that's cool. Make this stadium look good. No one's going to see this guy's house.
He can plant a new tree. I don't know how he'll get it. I don't know how it works there. That's what I don't understand about communism is there's still rich people. So it's like, well, what? You know?
Yeah, right?
You want socialism.
I want socialism? I
think you do.
Maybe.
I'm into
it. I'll take it. I'll take socialism. I don't care. Call me a fucking communist, whatever. I don't care.
And like people who say you're a communist, oh, you're so, or just they don't know what it means.
You're a communist.
They'd be like, oh wait, I like socialism. It just wants people to have things.
You don't want me to have my big dick money? Fuck you.
I just want the aliens to save us or kill us all.
You remember that story, like that one from the 70s or whatever in South Africa when they visited that school, Willie?
Yeah.
Like those, I know, and it's very creepy. And it's like they visited the school and they told the kids like that, like they're warning about global warming, and like you're ruining the planet. It's like, why the fuck do they tell kids? Nobody's gonna believe kids. It sucks.
I think they just land and like, oh, hey, come here. You guys are fucking up. See ya. They didn't know the difference.
Well, they didn't know they were kids. Like, go to an alien planet, and then
they know that we're fucked. But they know that we're ruining the planet, so they have some sort of like intel or like observations going on, right? Or
yeah. But picture a society that can communicate telepathically. The kids are adults,
and they're
they're not playing different.
And I mean, like, I guess, like, they're like looking at, like, for like the pure of heart. But it's unfortunate that we do not listen to kids. And then, like, they're just like, we saw an alien. And they're like, fuck off.
Well, it could have been that they were like, if we're going to stop this problem, we can't talk to the adults because they're all morons. So let's talk to the kids and then they'll become, scientists.
That didn't work out. Do you think you would have become a scientist if an alien visited you?
And told me about global warming?
Yeah. Or do you think you would have, because everybody's saying, like, no, you didn't see that. Would you think you just didn't see it?
If I got gaslit enough? Yeah, probably. I mean, I don't... There's things from my childhood that I question if they happened or if they were a dream, you know?
Really?
You don't have those things where you're like, that's really weird. I have this memory, but I can't place it. I wonder if I dreamed it.
I have a very weird memory and I don't have a good memory. So when I do remember things from, like, childhood or something, it's like, I know it's real. I know it happened, like, because... Only a few things stick out on my mind, you know?
But I wouldn't have become a scientist because I would have been like the worst scientist, dude. I took chemistry in college and I had to cheat because I just didn't get it. I don't get it.
I'm not good at chemistry. I was in a biology major.
I'm good short term. I can remember all the stuff, but then it's gone, you know?
After I don't want to mix stuff. I don't want to mix chemicals.
I don't want to do anything that a scientist does. It sounds... like thankless, boring work.
Oh, they're just pawns.
Yeah, we know you hate science.
No, I don't hate science. I hate that they're all just run by corporations. So, like, who's funding the science?
When I was little, right? One of those memories. Shut up, Wade.
What?
You're right. Oh, I thought you were saying, oh, to me. We were, my brother and I were right on a bike path, and it's like by the river. And there are little wooded areas, like areas that you could. They're usually closed off, like right by the river, like nothing there, whatever. And one time it was open, the little path was open. So we went down there and there was like a guy with a camera and a guy in a Bigfoot, like a Bigfoot costume. But like as little kids, we just saw like, I mean, now that I'm thinking about it, they're like doing some Bigfoot shoot. Like,
yeah.
And we really like,
we're what
like,
did you think as a kid? You thought it was Bigfoot?
No, we thought it was
birthday video.
I did not think it was Bigfoot because there was a man with a camera too, you know. But we were.
Why did you get scared then?
No, because we saw two men, grown men, out there, and one was dressed like Bigfoot.
You didn't see us. We're gonna have to stop them. We want this to go viral,
right? Before, they're like, we're gonna have the next. We're gonna have the next Bigfoot. You know, video.
Oh, sure. Yeah. And it was, you know, it's a wooded area, whatever. And I just, my brother doesn't remember that. But I was like, I didn't make that up. Like, I didn't. I didn't, I swear. What a weird thing to make up.
Yeah, I know. Childhood memories are crazy because I'll get some flashing back after a weird dream and I'm like, you know, whatever. Like a dream.
I feel I need to do like a repressed memory. Do you think repressed memories are real? Remember that thing that happened in the 90s where everyone was like,
I do.
Yeah, but there was so much like fraud involved where like the therapists were like pushing them in a certain direction. A bunch of people thought that they were like sexually abused. I just my mom, I don't remember this, but my mom like tried out a new daycare or something. And when she went to pick me up, she just found me asleep, like, in the hallway. Just, like, on the floor in the hallway. And, like, no one was around. So she just, like, woke me up and left. And we never went back there. But I'm like, Jesus Christ, I wonder what happened to me, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, I just fell asleep. You fell asleep
because you didn't want to eat any of the fish they cooked. Here, have some fish.
You know that?
Make some for all the kids.
I was a big fish head back then.
Really? Big fish head.
Real big fish.
Continuing with just this idea of like people prepping for all this stuff, like NASA's not, they're not releasing the James Webb Spectra stuff, information. And they're saying that it's because, well, you know, it's not verified. The data is not verified. It's like, everyone is like, this is a short-term thing. Like, you need to release this information so we can study it. You know, Avi Loeb, he's the one everyone's talking about, this Harvard scientist. He petitioned the UN to convene an emergency session on interstellar object policy and maybe like get a global task force and a nuclear ready task force. Cause he's saying, if we are going to consider that this is an alien race, shouldn't we show them that we are not passive and that if we get all of our nukes ready, they would be able to detect that. So it's like, fucking let them know that our defenses are up. We see you. And I'll go like, oh my God, dude, this is a crazy conversation.
But wait, what's the difference between having a shitload of nukes and getting them ready? Like, what would be?
It would just scare them. I mean, like, yeah, would they know? Wouldn't they know we have nukes anyway? Why do you have
to? Yeah, wouldn't they just know that? You got to
put them on a pedestal for them?
Yeah, I don't really know the specifics of the differences, you know, because I know that when they're ready, it's like then you're starting to arm the thing that can.
So they have to arm them or something. They're not just sitting around ready to go off. Maybe.
And so it's weird because I'm like,
but doesn't this guy want the Earth to be cleansed of the parasite known as humans?
Here's what I think. I think he's kind of trolling to just be like, hey, you guys.
Also, first ever, like, this is like, oh, this could be something, right? Like, he's not just
want to talk about every angle that what if this is an alien? Like,
right.
I don't need to prove that it is before they get here. Cause if you don't talk about it when they get here, it's too late to do anything to get a defense thing ready.
Yeah. I did read it. He's not like a quack, like saying like, this is the end times. I know. It's just like, oh, it's a possibility. It is a possibility. Why not?
I know. I love it. It's like, start the conversation.
That conversation probably happening through proper channels, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, is he just mad because he's not invited to do it?
Yeah. I should have been on that council.
I run the nukes. I've already sent it up to the proper channels.
He runs the nukes?
No, I'm saying just the guy that runs the nukes is like offended that he's like, dude, I'm doing my job, man. Like,
I would be concerned if the guy who runs the nukes was going like, we need to arm all these nukes. Because I don't trust that at all.
So here's another fun, crazy thing I read about. There was this remote viewer. With like remote viewers, you usually give them something to look at without telling them what it is. So it's like, let's say you have a picture of it in an envelope and they don't know what it actually is, but like, hey, tell me about this thing. This remote viewer got this image of these humanoids with antlers growing off of their heads. He was like saying that there was some kind of weird consciousness wormholes happening around these individuals.
What's a remote viewer?
Someone who
it's tied in with astral projection, right? You've heard of astral projection, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
Where people
they basically train these people how to do this so that they could spy on things without knowing what they were spying on. So it's like you couldn't be a national security risk or anything, because it's like, so it's like, oh, the target is this Russian base. Are there nukes here? Or, you know, they wouldn't ask specific things like, what do you see? What's going on?
Okay.
And they're like, oh, I see nukes. I'm like, oh, I knew it. Look at what you were looking at. And so they did this. This is how they trained them in the military so that they could like spy.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out a lot of the spying was on our own facilities because all of our military are separate from each other. At any rate, they gave this remote viewer the target of 3-Eye Atlas. And yeah, bipedal humanoids with antennas, consciousness wormholes. And he was saying like, there's some kind of demonic possessions going on where they're attacking our chakra centers. So it's okay, all. It's
can
all...
we get a non-crazy guy to do it next time? Why's it got to be demons and shit? You don't know what a fucking demon is.
Oh shit. So this rapture. Guy just happy rapture.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about that on the pre-show. It's Rapture Day. And I didn't see anything. Did you?
We're not chosen, dude. We didn't make the cut.
Yeah, but shouldn't we see people like flying into the sky or however it works?
Not if they were Palestinian.
My mom. My mom.
Do you guys just want to get us canceled?
What are you talking about? It's not a subversive subject anymore. You're fine.
Israel and Palestine is not subversive?
It's very, I mean, like.
I'm terrified of it.
Oh my gosh. It's just, it's fine. You're fine. I don't think.
I know. It was a bad taste joke. But
I'm not, I mean, like, you're not going to get canceled.
No, but let's get back to the rapture.
Free Palestine.
No, it's fine. You can say that. I'm on record as not having an opinion.
That's not good, Wade.
On the pre-show, I said, like, from an objective point of view, they're demolishing all of these Palestinian buildings. I don't understand it. So I think history will reward me for
mentioning the my buildings, stances. You fucking idiot.
No,
there's
it's
good architecture there.
I'm a teetotaler. Teetotaler?
Yeah, it's a way of saying, like, yeah, there are people in the buildings. But...
Oh, wait, that's someone who doesn't drink. Anyway, it's the rapture. It didn't happen. I can't wait to see what all the TikTokers are doing tomorrow.
This guy also predicted this giant drone attack that's happening on the Ukraine from Russia. Like, he...
Wait, what?
So this person...
This is the same guy?
Yeah, who remote viewed this stuff. He also predicted
there's a bunch of demons shooting missiles.
There's a huge drone attack Russia's doing on Ukraine right now.
Mm-hmm.
And he also was seeing Euro hospitals will be ordered to stock up and be ready for mass casualties soon. I know that the UK has tested their emergency broadcast system for the second time ever. So it's just like, you know, there's some secret preparedness going on. I do love this remote, throwing this remote viewer in there, because I'm like, well, yeah, you saw these weird alien. And so somebody was like,
he sounds like a Christian, though.
But why?
Because he's mentioning demons. Who thinks about demons?
Oh, demonic possessions. Yeah. You're right. But somebody was like saying, like, oh, you know what? There's petroglyphs of these aliens that have antennas out there. And how old are those petroglyphs? You know, they're like, oh, is this the last time they were here?
The fuck's a petroglyph?
It's an ancient cave drawing.
Oh. So a cave drawing, Willie.
Yeah, Willie.
There's a cave.
Fucking snob.
but I think because it's a petroglyph that it's actually
Oh, said it again.
Whatchamacallit? It's
you don't get points for every time you say petroglyph.
No. What's the
Well, and the petroglyphs, were they murdering humans or were they chilling?
They're just drawing these fucking aliens, man.
Yeah, they're just chilling then. Otherwise, they'd be like stabbing humans and fucking.
Come on, though. Like, I draw. If you saw the stuff I draw when I'm not paying attention, and if I was on a cave back then, they'd be like, whoa, you know?
Yeah, I'll show you these things real quick. Here's the petroglyph of the alien creature with antenna. Antlers.
Yeah. I used to draw robots. If some future society comes and finds my robot drawings, they're going to be pretty freaked out.
It's probably like a little kid drawing their mom and dad and like stabbing them in the head. Like, oh, yeah.
I would be impressed if you drew a robot and never seen a robot before or didn't know what a robot was.
I didn't say it was a robot. I said it was their mom or dad.
Oh, no. I'm saying Wade. I'm saying like.
Oh, yeah. Wade, fuck off.
Because you don't know what they had back then. So you can't say they hadn't seen one.
That's another episode.
This is an alien.
I'm saying some future society comes, they see my robot drawings. They're like, we don't have those. These must be their servants or something.
Yeah.
That makes
sense. I get what you're saying. I'm just saying, like, nobody looked like these things.
Nobody looks like the freaky robots that I drew.
Have you seen some? Yeah, some kids' drawings are really bad. You know, they don't look like people at all. You're like, what the fuck is that? I'm not saying
I want them to be
playing devil's advocate. Rapture Day.
I want them to be aliens. And I'm glad that they aren't killing humans in it. Even though I've been on record multiple times in this episode of saying that I would love the extinction of the human race. That doesn't mean I want to die. I mean, I do, but It depends on how. Anyway, it's encouraging, right? These aliens, they seem chill. They're just standing there. If it were, if they were mean,
there's no blood drawn around them or people laying down around them in piles.
They used to draw just like stabbing buffalo and shit, right?
I'm just thinking if aliens knew. I wish there were, and they would do like Dexter stuff and just kill the bad guys. That's like the nice thing.
Let me show you.
Had two attacks on his life. Do you think those guys could be aliens?
I don't think either one is real, but
yeah, I don't either. The ear one?
Neither of you think they're real?
Yeah, probably not. I really don't. No.
Here's a picture of this Atlas 3i with the objects around it.
Whoa, dude.
You can't really see the tails, but they're there. But I'm like, it's fucking cool.
Little baby.
Do you think that there's a seventh that we can't see?
No, they say there's nine. So there's 10 things. There's the big one and nine small ones. Because these ones are them also. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Why did they leave them out of the circle?
I know. It's like you got some lame-o scientist adding a circle.
These are the only good ones.
I love science. I think scientists are pawns. This is another image. So it's cool. You got the biggest telescopes looking at them.
Is that your butthole?
Yeah, I changed the colors just to, so that I know that you're looking at my bulb, but no one else does.
That's a nice hole, dude.
You got a nice hole.
And then if you zoom in on these lights, it's a picture of both of you, your face. Check out this comet.
Is that the middle of it?
Is the gas going around.
What's the pink stuff? Are those the other ones?
It's a different sort of image, you know? I'm like, I know that they're...
I know it's a different image, but...
A spectral one. I'm just saying it might not be a picture.
It might be 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. There's 12.
That guy put everybody in the circle. The other one didn't. This guy included everybody in the circle.
This guy understands circles. Like, this is the only part of the picture. It's such a useless circle.
I don't even need to circle
everything.
Like, now I'm going to circle the border so that you know that the border is actually part of the image also. Like, we need to put the border in there.
What the heck
is a gigawatt? Is there different spectral versions of the...
Yeah.
Pretty cool stuff.
I guess. What is all the purple? We don't know. Yes.
I don't want this to be aliens, but I want us to, like... have conversations about what if it was just
why don't you want it to be aliens? Wouldn't it be great if there were aliens? Because then we would all, wouldn't everyone then be like, or would it just be like, what's the McKee or not McKee? What's his name?
Okay.
Look up. Don't look up. McKay. Yeah.
Oh,
would it just be that where Adam it's McKay? Just, where nobody listens and we all, like if it's if aliens
come, I don't think they listen. People don't listen. It would be really stupid. I think
my version is this. This is why I don't want it to be this. Is because I feel like the human race has gotten technologically advanced a few times, and then when we prove that we can't grow spiritually as a species, they start over. So I think when we see these ancient megalithic structures, it's like they were advanced. They couldn't get over their fucking physical human bullshit, and they just started over. Flood, new flood. Mm-hmm. And so like if one of these things is just coming by being like, hey, let's check on these humans. Ah, fuck. They're still fucking stupid. Let's try it again.
Yeah, they see that fucking gold Trump statue. They're like, oh, no.
There's a gold Trump statue?
Yeah, he's holding a Bitcoin.
I don't know about this.
Well, now you do.
He's not holding a Trump coin? Shouldn't he be holding a Trump coin?
Yeah.
Doesn't he hate Bitcoin? He's on record saying it's a scam, so.
I don't know. I don't know if he's of sound mind.
No, he's not.
So some people are thinking that these nine objects could be, okay, they're in our solar system. They're about to launch these probes, you know.
Ooh, probe.
Because Kelsey, I don't know if you know this, these things going by Mars and then Venus and then behind the sun and then right next to Jupiter. So it's getting really close to all these planets. And so one idea that we talked about on the last time we talked about this is that even if this thing had come a little bit later or a little bit earlier, it would have missed all the planets, you know? So like some people think that there's purpose behind its trajectory because it's too rare.
And when will we know that? When will we know, do you think?
In a month.
Well, so between October, from November to I think January, February, it'll be behind the sun and we won't see it. So some people are suggesting that when it's behind the sun, that's when we can't see it. So that's when it would launch these probes. But this talk was before these fucking objects showed up. So according to all of the science of these objects all showed up. So how long does a blink take, right? Like split second?
I mean, I usually do like 3 frames for a blink.
So these things all showed up 30 times faster than a blink. All these telescopes are looking at them. And then like, boom, all of a sudden there's 9 objects around it. And the power cores are hotter and more dense than the main craft. So because the main craft is putting out 10 gigawatts, the 9 small ones are putting out 20. So this is why Avi Loeb is saying that, like, well, these things are this, if this were a mothership going through a solar system, then the probes would need more power to go collect data and then go back to the mothership. So that's like, oh, that's an interesting. Why are the small ones putting out more energy? It's crazy.
I guess maybe like they can only be out there for like a little bit because it's so intense. And so they just.
Yeah, a little jet boat going back to the cruise ship.
The big one. Handle it all that. All right. Well,
like, all right. We're here at Hawaii. Everyone get off and look. It's like solar vacation. We're going to Earth solar system because we're, you know, I don't know what else to call it.
Milky Way?
No.
No, you don't want to tell it? No! Ugh! It's so cute sounding, though. It's like the cute.
They're from the Milky Way, Kelsey.
No, they're
not. They're from the Milky Way.
They're from somewhere else.
No, they came from Sagittarius.
Oh, yeah, the center of the Milky Way. You're right. Good job. Good job.
Listen.
That sticker. Give away a little sticker.
Thank you. God damn it. I want it to be aliens so bad. And you know what's going to happen? Absolutely nothing. It's going to come in, go behind the sun. Maybe we'll lose it forever. Maybe it'll just keep on going and nothing will come of it.
Well, here's the thing to look for. Okay. Look for important people jumping onto a big boat. Try to get yourself onto a big spaceship.
No, they've already all built bunkers, dude. All the billionaires have already built bunkers.
But if some solar thing's going to happen. Yeah. I mean, the bunker is good, but does a bunker protect you from flooding? I don't think so.
They're not going to get on a boat. Do you think all the billionaires could get on one boat?
I was thinking of a spaceboat.
Oh. Yeah. What's that movie where they're racing for the
2012, right?
Yeah.
They're like Titanic spaceships.
These fuckers. I wouldn't put them past them. If they've got a big giant fucking have fun flying around in space, assholes. I hope your money did you good.
Important people like jumping out of the spotlight, hiding, or I mean, like not people aren't checking in, like get ready.
Get ready for what? If they're getting on a fucking spaceship, what am I going
to
do?
Important people to me are my friends, my mom. What do you mean? Like,
we'll steal a school bus, load it up with supplies and maybe a couple, and then like have a big like road trip party.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Sounds like a drag. Are we still going to have video games? Can I just stay here? I've got some
handheld ones with a solar charger, you know?
But they're like, what are they like 8-bit?
Remember when we tried to run your Xbox off of my little electronic power generator?
No.
The power was out and I went to your place and we had Wendy's and tried to play Xbox and
which place?
The one over by Drew.
Oh, okay. Did it work?
We got lights on and the TV, but the Xbox wouldn't power up.
We got lights on?
Yeah.
Oh, just lamps, plugging in lamps or something?
Yeah.
Wow, I don't remember that at all. I have such a bad memory. If all the rich people leave and all the famous people leave, I feel like we could finally maybe have a good world, you know?
Of course, yeah. They're the bad. Fucked.
I agree with you, but right now, like because of the internet and bots and religion and politics, like everyone hates everyone else.
So well, but in this version, we don't have internet. There's no bots anymore. It's like,
no, I know, but as soon as you meet someone, it's like, who do you believe in?
Like, what are my options?
I only hate very rich. It's rich.
Oh, me too. I'm saying, listen, I project. I don't want to say this. I'm just like, I feel like most of the country's dumb and they're not against the rich people. They're against people that have different beliefs from them. That's what I think most of the country is.
But beliefs go out the window once all the rich and successful people leave.
Once they stop telling them, it's the rich people telling them like, oh, you're unhappy. Oh, it's because of illegal immigrants. Yeah.
That's right. What happens to us. But these racist people aren't going to drop their racism because the rich people left.
Well, it's good for me because I'm white. So I'll get along with everybody.
Congratulations.
Oh, wait, but not the racists. No, I don't think that racist people would still exist if society crumbles. I don't think people are still going to be like racist. I mean, they might, but that's not going to, they're not going to, I don't know. They're not going to kill. I don't know. It'd be funny if there's a Walking Dead episode where the KKK is just running around trying to kill black people.
They're like, yeah. I know they're zombies, but I also don't like black people.
Yeah.
I picture the leader of a small KKK group not letting Denzel Washington hang out with them because we know who he is, but he's still black.
We don't know.
In the apocalypse. It's like, well, no, you can't have any of our beans, dude.
Well, yeah, he's gone. Denzel's gone, man. You'd have to do like... Don Cheadle or something.
I love Don Cheadle.
No, so
he's
do I. But
the,
like,
he's not on the boat.
Don Cheadle, I don't think makes the boat, does he?
No.
Who are the top? Let's rank the blacks.
God, you're telling me not to get canceled for speaking up against genocide, and you just said let's rate the blacks.
Yeah, who would make it on the spaceship? Let's rank them.
I mean, Oprah's on there.
Anybody with money. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what it is. It's money. It's not about anything.
Yeah, but what's the cutoff? Don Cheadle money?
No, I think it has to be richer. I think you have to be, like, super, super rich, right? Like, I think, like, Taylor Swift will be on there.
Yeah.
But not,
well, but she's
Travis
a billionaire.
Kelsey.
What?
But not,
well,
Travis.
If they get married, she'll take him. You don't think? You don't think
you
she'll
don't
take
get,
him?
You don't get a plus one on the
You
on the
don't get
boat.
A plus one? What about everyone's wives?
I think he's rich enough where he'd get in there.
No.
Kelsey? No.
Me? You don't think I'll... Shrek, Willie? Shrek will definitely be...
Shrek's getting on. That's a billion-dollar franchise.
This is a movie, like all the video footage of Shrek. Like the...
All right, let's wrap it up. Here's what I want to do on the post show. I would love to have the aliens come and take out all life. And I just wonder what the best version of that would be like, you know?
Yeah, I've ran through some scenarios in my head.
Great. Okay. So let's talk about that. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Thank you once again, Jared, for being our new Patreon. Kelsey, thank you for being here. Do you want to plug anything? You want to send people in a certain direction?
No. Oh yeah. Free Palestine. Free Palestine. Free Palestine.
You can say that.
Agree.
That's fine.
I agree.
I'm not gonna get canceled for that.
Okay. That's all. I don't know. I'm fine. I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. Become a friend of Charles Kwan. Be like Jared, but not the pedophile one. I'm sorry,
not
Jared.
Stop comparing him to that.
That's the only name that.
Well, he spells it Englishly, I think. I think he's English. Jared. My name's Jared.
Do you think they even know about Subway Jared in England?
No.
Does he spell the G?
No. I don't think they have Subway in
they oh, they have
the
Subway.
Queen's Palace.
Well, not in the palace, maybe, but.
Didn't get me two of those meatball subs before I make it to Manchester.
Is that the Queen that you were just
yeah.
Oh, I need two meatball subs.
And I don't want any of that dry lettuce on it.
Look at this fat American, right? Like, he lost all this weight by being a fat fuck and eating Subway all the time. Like, we're not going to eat that shit, you fat fucking Americans.
They're pretty fat, too.
No, they're fat. They're just as fat as we are.
They eat the same bread.
They eat the same goddamn bread. Fuck you, England.
Fuck you, England. No, now you're being mean to Jared. Be nice to Jared. Jared, wherever you're from, you're
Yeah, no, I like Jared. I just can't not think of Jared from Subway when I hear the name Jared. I'm sorry. I can't not. Anyway, thanks for listening. Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. We'll see you next time.
Bye. Bye, Jared.
Bye, Jared. Bye, Jared.
Bye.